Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Luke, chapter 10. Luke, chapter 10, we'll read verses 22 through 27 together. Luke, chapter 10, verses 22 through 27. Luke 10, verses 22 through 27. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father, and who the Father is, but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned to him unto his disciples, and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and ye have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And let's pray. Father, thank you for our church. Lord, as we've seen pictured so wonderfully tonight, Lord, it's a great commission church, one that believes in not just reaching this area, but all around the world. And thank you for that. Thank you that we get to be a part of it. Father, please fill a preacher with your power tonight. Fill us with your power as we listen. Change our hearts so that we could go out and reach more of your world, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Please give me your attention quickly. I think I'll have us out on time tonight, but I need your attention. I read the verse, Luke 10:27. Like I had so many times before, I couldn't tell you how many times I've read the verse. Never did it really jump out at me like it did recently. I'll read it to you again. It says, And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and all thy soul, and all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. I would say that that verse right there pretty well tells the duty of man toward God. We are to love him. And notice, we are to love him from every angle. We're to love him with all. We are to love him completely and thoroughly. We're to love him, obviously, in some different ways. We're to love him in his way, not just in ours. I think we're to love him all the way. He's worthy of our love. He deserves our love. And we're to love him without reservation. We're to love him. Now, he loves us. And we bask in the sunshine of that love. John 15:12 says, This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. But the one who loves deserves to be loved. And here we find the greatest lover desiring to be loved by lowly man. Folks, we need to learn to love God. You need to learn to grow your love for God. See, we were created to love him. And loving him should be at the top of our to-do list. You should do all that you do for him because you love him. And listen to this. No matter what your life's accomplishments are, and no matter how great your earthly success is, if you don't love God, you've failed at the true purpose of your creation. We were created to love God. Oh, I want to learn to love him. I want to learn to love him. And I'll tell you, if you learn to love God, loving people, it gets so much easier. It gets so much more pleasant. Listen to me for a little while. It won't take long. The outline is simple. It's provided to us in the scripture. He answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. I see here in this passage of scripture, four ways God wants us to love him. We're to love him emotionally. It said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. You see, the heart is in reference to the seat of our emotions. God wants your emotions to be used to love him. What, and why shouldn't they? We wrongly let our emotions love things that they should not. Shouldn't our emotions love our God? Now, this is not teaching uncontrolled emotional outbursts or displays of out of control behavior. It's teaching that God gave us our emotions, and I think He deserves that they be used toward Him and directed toward Him. We all know we're emotional beings. We all know that our emotions can get attached to something. Well, listen, if there's anything we ought to be emotionally attached to, it's God. I think those emotions were given for that reason. Notice that He says that we should love Him with all our heart. Boy, God's not supposed to get second class love from us, but first class love. Our love to Him, our emotional love to Him, it should be with our all. If you want to get all emotionally wound up about something, why don't you get all emotionally wound up about how you love God? Now, folks, there's a lot of us in here that are attached to a lot of things in this life, whether it be our hunting, our sports, our recreation, whatever it is. And we get emotionally attached to those things. People say, well, I'm not an emotional person. I've seen you at a ball game. You are an emotional person. But let me tell you something. If there is any process, if there is anything in life that you and I ought to get emotionally involved in, we ought to be emotionally involved in our love for God. Yes. He said there, and He answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. And that heart is the seat of our emotions. Secondly, again, the outline provided for us in the scripture, it says, then, and with all thy soul. That's a spiritual love. That's a deep love. I believe probably an agape love. And see, the emotional love, the first one from point number one, that's a little shallow if it's left all by itself. Because our emotions are unpredictable and our emotions are something that we can use, but we can't make all of our decisions based on emotion. But wait a minute, we can add to our heart, our emotional love now, a spiritual love where we love God with all our soul. Loving God with your soul is loving God at God's level as best as man can. I think we ought to ask God to help us to love Him. Ask God to teach you how to love Him. Ask God to help you to love Him with His powerful love and not with our weak, anemic love. Folks, God, you and I, we love each other and we love with a phileo love, as the Bible would call it. But the greatest love is agape love. And we ought to love God not with our weak, anemic human love. We ought to want to love God with the kind of love God deserves. He deserves agape love. He deserves the best love. He said, I'd like for you to love me with the emotions that I've given you. He said that, wait, I don't want you to stop there. I want you to love me with all of your soul. That deep love that man is capable of because of God. He deserves that kind of love. He said, with all thy soul. Once again, He's saying, give me your all. Give me your all in your love. We ought to love Him above all other things. I'll say it. It probably won't mean much to you, but I'm going to say it. You should love nothing more than you love God. Nothing. If there is anything in this life that you love more than God, it has become a God to you. God is to be at the top of our love list. Love Him above all other things. Deep within you, love Him. See, He knows who and what is at the top of your list. He's a love evaluator. He knows. He knows what's in your mind and in your heart. Hey, love God. Hey, why don't we love God for God's sake? Not just so we look good to other Christians. Love Him with your heart, your emotion. Love Him with your soul. Love Him deeply and spiritually. Love Him because you want to, not because it's your duty. Love God unconditionally like He loves us. Do you realize that God loves you and I unconditionally and then we turn around and love Him with condition? God, I'll love you if you'll give me some money. God, I'll love you if you'll do this for me. God, I'll love you if you heal my body. Wait a minute. If anybody deserves unconditional love, it is God. We ought to all say from the depth of our soul, God, I love you, period. Come hell or high water, come health or sickness, come poverty or wealth. God, it is settled. I love you. Love him because of who he is, not because of what you get out of him. Let's love him with our heart. Emotionally. Let's love him with our soul, spiritually. You've heard this before. True love. If you love something, set it free. If it come back, it was and always will be yours. If it never returns, it never was yours to begin with. If it just sits in your living room, messes up your stuff, eats your food, uses your telephone, takes your money, and never behaves as if you actually set it free in the first place, it's either you something you married or gave birth to. Love. Love. Oh, in one little scripture, it tells us how to love God. I read that scripture time and time again, and I often said, well, we're just supposed to love God. But wait a minute, there's more to that little scripture there in Luke 10:27 than meets the eye. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind. We're to love him with our emotions. We're to love him with a spiritual love, a love from our soul. And then thirdly, he said, and with all thy strength. With all thy strength. That word strength there is talking about our physical strength. We're to love God physically. This word strength is referring to the strength that we have within our bodies. You're to love God with your body. He gave it to you. Why do you think God gave you your body? Your body was given to you so you would glorify God. And I'll tell you something that glorifies God when his people love him. Serve him with your body. God gave you your body as a tool, and that tool, one of the purposes of it, is to express love to him. In John 14:21, it says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. We're to use our body to fulfill the commandments of God. It's an expression of love to God. Your body should be devoted to expressing love to God. Keep yourself clean. Keep your body holy and clean and healthy. Why? It is a tool that you can use to express love to God. I say this, you ladies, God has given you a body, and that body, though God may have given it to you and you ought to submit it to your husband, let me tell you, ultimately, everybody's body was intended to be used to express love to their God. I see the story where Mary uses the tool of her physical body to express love to Jesus. In John 12:3, it says, then took Mary a pound of ointment and spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with odor of that ointment. Mary takes some expensive ointment and she sets and she puts some ointment on the feet of Jesus, and she takes her hands and she takes her hair as if it were a gentle rag, and she wipes his feet because they were dry and sore, I'm sure, from walking all over Galilee and all over the countryside. Judas comes along and rebukes and says, Mary, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? And Jesus says to Judas, you leave her alone. She's done the right thing. What had she done? Mary wanted to express her love to Jesus. Hey, listen, let me ask you a question. Do you save any strength so that you can use that strength to express your love to God? I think when we talk about physically expressing our love to God, it's through obedience and serving him. I think it's the use of our lips. Hey, I would only take your body to places that would express love to God. Don't you ever take your body anywhere that place would not be expressive of your love for God. We use our strength to do many things. To love him should be our greatest investment of physical strength. He gave us our strength. Watch a young man work out. I watched our soccer team out here on the field the other day and running and exerting energy. And I'm glad for that. And they need that. But let me tell you something. When's the last time you threw yourself in to letting God know that you love him? I'm talking about a love from your emotion. I'm talking about a love from your soul. I'm talking about a love at where your body is involved. God gave you a body. But part of the reason he gave you a body is so that it could express love to him. And then finally, the Bible says, and with all thy mind. That's a mental love. Intellectually, we ought to love him. Folks, God did not give you your mind just so it could learn a bunch of facts. God did not give you your mind just so it could have an alphabet worth of degrees tacked behind your name. God gave you a mind so you could love him. You know something? I study my wife because in studying her, I can better love her. I find out how she wants to be loved. I find out how she receives love. I find out what expressions of love mean something to her. And let me tell you something. You ought to study God to figure out how to express your love to God. You ought to study God and take that mind. Some of you say, I've got a strong mind. Well, how much do you love God? Because your mind was not given to you, so you have a high IQ. It was not given to you, so you get these great grades that you can show to everybody. Your mind was ultimately given to you to serve your God and to love your God. God here in Luke 10:27 says you're to love God with all your mind. When was the last time you concentrated with your mind on telling God that you love him? Do your thoughts express love toward God? Is your mind in submission to him as an expression of love? Folks, the most impressive accomplishment that your mind could achieve is not to win the Nobel Peace Prize or to be deemed a genius because of the level of your IQ. The most impressive accomplishment of your mind is to use it to love God. There are geniuses whose minds are weaker than the simplest child who mentally loves God. With all thy mind, if you love someone, then you think about them. You need to mentally lock in on God with your mind and tell him that you love him. Allow nothing in your mind that would hinder that love. In one verse, I see how I could mature myself in loving God. It said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind. I think we're being prompted to love him emotionally, spiritually, physically, and mentally. And if anybody deserves that kind of love, it is definitely our God. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here tonight, you've never been saved, we welcome you to the Savior. You come and we'll take a Bible and show you how to be born again. Maybe somebody here tonight, maybe you just need to come down here to this altar. This sermon's not been long, but I believe God's been in this service. I believe the Holy Spirit's worked from the moment we said we started. The Holy Spirit's been working. There might be somebody out there. You just need to leave your seat and come down here and tell God that you love him. Maybe you need to come and pray for our dear family, the Gewins, that are going to the mission field. We're going to have an altar call. If you need the altar, we want to welcome you to it. I'm going to ask the instrumentalist to begin to play. Let's stand.